It's the latest edition of the Talon Talk podcast, the official podcast of Morehead State University Athletics. A reminder, you can access this podcast on msueagles.com, the official website of Eagle Athletics, and a variety of other avenues, including Spotify and Stitcher. You can also access archived episodes on msueagles.com/podcast. Today is episode number 13. We are celebrating National Girls and Women in Sports Day, and our guest is softball alum Liz Magaiorti. Liz played softball at MSU from 2013 to 2016 before embarking on her professional career at Morehead State as marketing and promotions coordinator. She moved on to North Carolina State as a marketing assistant and now serves as a partnership services coordinator for Learfield IMG for NC State Athletics. Thank you for listening, and here is this week's show.
Welcome to Talon Talk, episode number 13. And this week, I'm really glad to be joined by Morehead State softball alum and someone who also worked in sports here at Morehead State, Liz Magaiorti. So, Liz, I really appreciate you joining me and glad to have you on. I know that we watched your career here and then worked alongside with you, but I'm glad that you can join us and share a little bit about your time at Morehead State.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to catch up with you and Morehead State and the family and talk a little bit about, I guess, what I'm doing now.
So first off, and I think maybe I said this correctly during my time as a PA, but let's go ahead and get it out there and say your own name for everybody. I think I maybe gotten close, but there's maybe a little bit of difference. So one of the harder names, I guess, to pronounce in Morehead State history, but I know it's, you do have a proud heritage and everything, so we'll go ahead and get that out there. Go ahead. Yeah.
My last name, Magaiorti. I probably say it with a lot less of the Italian American accent as my dad. But yeah, definitely heard it pronounced a lot of different ways over my college career. I probably the one that sticks out the most. We were in Florida and the announcer had said Margaluski. And just could not understand where he got any of that, like not even close, but it was entertaining for sure.
Well, first off, I want to talk about, your career at Morehead State, mm-hmm. 2013 to 2016 on the softball team. And actually, first off, what was, I guess, kind of your love for the game of softball and where did you develop that and how you developed your game and were able to be in a position to play softball in college?
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of funny. So I played, recreational sports when I was really little, but around second or third grade had kind of steered away from it and primarily was a ballet dancer. So from about third to seventh grade, I was in ballet. I would dance for the Carolina Ballet and was very involved in that. And then when I was in gym class one day, my gym teacher recognized me and she said, "Didn't you play rec softball when you were young?" And she asked my last name and I said, "Yes." And she's like, "Oh, you were really good. You should definitely get back into it." And I said, "Okay." And I went home and I said, "Mom, I don't think I want to dance anymore. I think I want to get back into softball and sports."
Wow, just did a complete turnaround.
right then and there. That kind of changed, I guess, my avenue of where I was going, I guess, in my extracurricular activities, and started playing rec ball again, played on the middle school team, and then soon after that started playing travel softball. And so once I got into travel softball, that's when became a little bit more serious about getting recruited, probably about ninth grade, decided, okay, I want to play college softball. Both my parents, but my dad specifically was very, very helpful and passionate about helping me achieve that goal. He did a lot of research, asked a lot of questions with different coaches, other parents to figure out the recruiting process. So he had a really big helping hand in that, assisted me in setting up an email and sending out emails to coaches and things like that. So that kind of, I guess, was my start. And my senior year of high school, we were playing a tournament down in Savannah, and that's where Coach Williams at the time, previous softball coach, had seen me play and was looking for an outfielder. I was not an outfielder. I was a middle infielder. And he asked to see me play center field. That was the first time of me playing outfield ever.
And also, ended up having... he literally asked if you mm-hmm. could change positions just so yep. they could watch. Wow.
Yeah, just so he could see me and see if I could play outfield and see what I could do. So luckily, I actually played pretty well out there, kind of, I guess, showed off a little bit of athleticism. And he liked what he saw and asked me to come for a visit that December. And when I came to Moorhead, it was raining. And actually, it had just snowed and it was icy and snowy. And somehow I still fell in love with the school when I came for my visit and pretty much verbaled on the spot. So.
Well, I know. Well, it's been icy and snowy here this week. It is very pretty, Moorhead. I mean, even if yeah. you do come, and you know this, I mean, if you come on a winter here in the mountains, mm-hmm. Really, actually, no matter what, if it's just plain raining, it may not be. But when it snows, it is very pretty here.
Oh, I
so
love.
So you probably got a good view of that, yeah.
Yes, I love the snow. So he got. I guess he kind of got lucky with having me on a visit when it snowed. So that was pretty exciting. And so, yeah, I guess that kind of was the start of my journey to Moorhead and my recruiting process and things like that. But
what do you kind of remember about the difference when you got here to Moorhead State and the level of play in the OVC and what the challenges were to try to get your game up to that level? Because for a lot of people, it can be an eye-opening experience to make that transition from high school travel ball right into college.
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing for me was, well, one, when you, I think a lot of people will say this, but when you get to college, you realize everyone's just as good as you. You're not the best player anymore. So that was a little bit of adjustment of just, you know, kind of rising to that next level. But on top of that, I had never weightlifted before. So all the girls, especially, you know, the seniors and even sophomores, juniors, they have all been weightlifting and I had never weightlifted before. So my strength was definitely lacking. And so that was a big adjustment for me as well, was getting some strength. Everyone's faster, stronger than you. So being able to rise up to their level and just be competitive and be able to earn your spot is definitely an eye opener, and you have to find that discipline and find that fire in yourself to make sure that you're getting to that level and competing with them and with these girls who have, you know, already kind of earned their spot and been there for a couple years and been playing at that level and that competition level, whether it's within your own team or the within the conference. So,
you know, I think a lot of people also say when you play on a team, it year in and year out, you may not get along with everybody on your team, but you are a team and you build mm-hmm. relationships. And I know that you've been able to, while you're on Moorhead State's team, been able to build a lot of relationships and friendships, some of which mm-hmm. I know that you keep to this day. So what does that mean yes. to you that you had teammates that you can still rely on or still friends with?
That was kind of everything to me. That is one of the biggest things that I miss the most about softball is the camaraderie that went with it. The amount of memories and laughs that you have over those 4 years with your teammates, like you spend all day, every day together. You eat together, you live together, you study together, you go to class together, you go to practice together. So you have a lot of time with each other, but at the same time, we just kind of never got sick of it and we never got sick of each other. And so that is something that I still miss to this day of spending time with those people. They're very, very important to me. I have a very good core group of girls that I'm still very close with, talk to on a regular, almost everyday basis. And so that to me was probably one of the most special things that I think Moorhead State gave to me was those relationships with my teammates. And also in that too, like you end up trusting, you not only trust them on the field, but you trust them off the field. And when you have that trust, that unbreakable trust, it makes you play a lot better and mesh as a team.
What are some, and obviously there's a lot, but maybe one or two really good memories that you have. It could be a home run you hit or a game or something, or maybe it was something your teammates did. What is something that really sticks out, that maybe sticks with you to this day?
I think one of the biggest memories that stick out in my head is, I don't remember what trip we were coming back from, but we ended up doing karaoke on the bus. and a bunch of people sang, but then we got into slam poetry, and it was so funny and hilarious, and it's actually coming back full circle as well. So someone had ended up doing a poem or some slam poem about Tana and Jaren Higginbotham and saying T-baby, oh T-baby. And we still call Tana T-baby to this day because of it. And now they're getting married in June. And so that's something that really sticks out in my head. We've had multiple moments on the bus where we were able to do karaoke or something, or we had someone traveling with us from the video team and was interviewing us. And that was always a lot of fun because we had a lot of character on the team. I think another memory for me as well is my last home game, my senior year. I hit a home run on my last at bat and my whole family was there to see it. That was really a great way to end my career at Morehead State. Very exciting. And I don't know, it was a very proud moment, I guess, for me. And it was just kind of an aha moment. Like, this is my last at bat. And I just did the best thing that I could have done at bat is hit a home run at Morehead State for my last game there. So that's another memory that sticks out. But there's a lot. I can't even count and probably even remember all of them right now. But there's been so many good moments there, and especially with my teammates, but just at the school in general.
Let's kind of move into a little bit about your career. And I did want to point out that this week, Wednesday, is National Girls and Women in Sports Day. And you've obviously chosen a career, rewarding career in sports, played in sports, and just kind of what that means. We'll talk about your career and how your work started here at Morehead State. But just the opportunities that women are afforded in college and other athletics and sports, what that means to you and what it means to have those opportunities.
So that's actually something that's really near and dear to my heart. I think the opportunity for women to be competitive and to be able to be in an avenue and in an industry that they're passionate about and have a lot of doors open for them, especially in the past, you know, couple years, there's been a lot of huge things that have come that have women have broken through in the industry. And I think every day when I see something like that on social media or read a story about it or something happens within our own company or our own, you know, school, it makes me really proud and happy and and I just think about being a little girl. I don't think I knew that I would be in the position I am today, but I think that when I'm talking to other people or maybe even talking to a young girl, like being able to show her the opportunities that that I never even knew existed when I was a kid, is something that's really passionate to me. And again, makes me smile all the time thinking about it. But yeah, so that's something. And then also too, just in the being able to play sports and being able to compete with other people. And I don't think I can really describe what sports has meant to me my whole entire life, because I think that's something that's kind of indescribable, but obviously is a huge passion for me. And when I was actually in college trying to figure out my major and figure out what my future was going to hold, I had ended up finding a passion for marketing. I had a professor there at the time, Dr. Henderson, that had very much instilled a lot of love for marketing and kind of passed that on to his students and to me. And I had went and talked to him about some opportunities and kind of found the whole sports marketing industry in general. And so that's when that whole passion, I was like, okay, let me take this new passion for marketing and this passion for sports that I've had my whole entire life. What can I do with this and how can I move forward with it? And so that's kind of where all those doors opened for me, and opportunities and talking to people. And so I guess that's kind of where that new passion, and I knew I was leaving college soon. Softball wasn't going to last forever. So what can I do to keep going and finding some new goals and some new things to be passionate about?
Well, you know, you mentioned that you played here and then you left for a little while, but you did get that opportunity to come back and kind of start your career here in sports marketing at Morehead State. Mm-hmm. And did a great job here for the time that you were here. And now we had some challenges, but
yes,
What did you learn? What was Morehead State being able to be in that position and kind of start your career? What did you learn and what things that you took from that as you move forward in your career?
Yeah, so that was my first job out of college. I had interned with the marketing department my senior year during the fall semester. And so kind of, you know, met Victoria Cable Johnson at the time and a couple other people in the department, and was able to kind of make some connections there besides just being a softball player, being a student athlete, and learned a lot from her and was able to work some games and things like that. And so when I got that call from Brian at the time to come back and work in the marketing promotions, and you know, I was obviously nervous, but was prepared for it, had a good education under me. So being back there and working in marketing, being fresh, there was a lot of learning to do. And so I leaned a lot, obviously, on you, Matt, and your department and media relations. I leaned a lot on our director at the time, too. And so there were so many things I learned, so many things that have continued to help me and have a base for me where I'm at now. But probably some of the bigger things is actually implementing a marketing plan. You know, I went from learning that in the classroom to actually having to do it, implementing marketing plans, learning to not be afraid to fail and trying new things, because that's the world that we're in and the industry that we're in. There's, you have to constantly try new things and constantly try to be creative. I think it definitely challenged my creative side and brought some of that to light, and kind of almost made that a strength for me now. I don't know if creativity would have been a strength for me, you know, 5-6 years ago, but now I feel like creativity is a big strength. And I think a lot of that came from Morehead. I had to be very, very creative in ideas, in implementing plans and things like that. Obviously, and also I learned a lot about the ins and outs of an athletic department. There was a lot of things that went on behind the scenes I had no idea of.
People don't realize, yeah, there's a lot of things that even no matter what level you're on, you do see here, mm-hmm. and you people on the outside don't realize, well, why did they have this promotion, or why didn't they have this promotion? Well, you know, you understood that there are things that go into it. You can't just do something with,
right,
you know, last minute or something.
Even just how timeouts are called, how media timeouts are called. Like, I had no idea about any of that. And I just learned so much about the whole production of a game day. Everything that goes into just putting on a game is insane, that people have no idea about. And I learned a lot of that and a lot of the basic things that to do those things and to be able to work with all these different departments like video and communications and operations, like, and who to go to for those certain questions, I learned at Morehead. Like, those are the very important things that I learned and that helped set me up in the future and as I moved on into my future careers.
Well, you've gotten a chance to basically move home, I know, to the area where you grew up, and serving now as a partnership services coordinator for Learfield Sports and Sports Properties at North Carolina State, which right around where you grew up. And I know you started after Morehead, you did work in marketing there at NC State. So tell me about, you know, that and how it was exciting, I know, for you to be able to move back home and be at a place in North Carolina State, a great university.
Yeah. So, my family's in Apex, so about 15, 20 minutes away from Raleigh and from NC State. So being away for about 6 years, so 4 years of college, 2012 to 2016, and then coming back and working from 2016 to 2018, gone for about 6 years from my family. So being able to move back closer to my family, brother and sister are both here, and my parents. And so it was definitely nice to be able to come back home and be closer to them, and now have a new nephew. So that's really exciting as well. But ended up coming back to the area and was in a position with the athletics marketing department with NC State, and worked with them for about a year, and definitely was a challenging year, pushed me to a much higher level, being in a Power Five conference, there's that goes into, you know, their game day production, all those things. But a lot, I think probably one of the biggest things that I learned during my year with them was attention to detail. There is a lot of information, a lot of small things that go into our marketing plans. And I think also too, just the size of the athletic department, the people to reach out to, and so much more that you have to think about that, you know, might be going into that game day. So definitely pushed me to a higher level. And the attention to detail, like I said, and the intricacy that goes into those game days. And then while I was there, we actually worked with the Wolfpack Sports Properties department. And so that's kind of where I learned about Learfield IMG College, who they were, what they did. And that's kind of how I got my foot in the door with them. We had weekly meetings with them to talk about sponsors and partners and how to implement them into our game day. So that's kind of what led me down that pathway and that interest with them. So about after a year of working with marketing, they had a position open as a coordinator over there. So I went and talked to the GM, Kyle Winchester, and told him about my interest and what kind of I wanted to learn from them and whatnot. And he offered me the position that they had open. And so it's kind of history from there, but still get to work really, really closely with the marketing team with NC State Athletics. So that's been nice. And I think it also gives, you know, properties a little bit of an edge to be able to have me on their side. So I kind of have seen both sides too. I've seen that, you know, that more in-depth on game day marketing experience and being able to bring that over to the sports property side and be able to assist our partners and help, you know, with those plans with them and those sponsorship plans, and be able to come up with maybe like more ideas for them and be able to know the right people to talk to when we're trying to figure out how to implement those things and that they want out of their sponsorship. So
what's been your obviously challenges with everybody, what's been your main challenge during all this pandemic? And you know, obviously a lot of you deal with sponsorships and people may mm-hmm. not have the funds or they may not be interested anymore, so I know that's probably been a challenge and keeping people interested, I guess.
Yeah.
But how has it been, you know, selling and having those partnerships during this time?
Yeah. So it's definitely been difficult. I think anybody will say that. But I think to see the silver lining, it's definitely challenged us to be more creative. So I've definitely had to put my creative thinking hat off on. I mean, excuse me, put my creative hat on and be able to find different avenues for our partners to, you know, get their name out there and be able to still keep our fans engaged. We were very lucky and blessed that we were able to play 12 football games this season. So we incorporated a lot of new avenues for our partners to be able to advertise in. And so we launched a podcast this year. We launched behind the mic series, which basically was, you know, being able to see our radio crew behind the scenes on game day and using that for our coaches radio show and a lot of different things that we just really wanted our partners to be involved. And now we're, you know, increasing these opportunities for them and we're going to keep these things in the future. So it's really exciting for us that we found all these new avenues, to kind of go down and, you know, our company launched a lot of different and new digital space type of ideas that we could be able to pivot our partners into. So that was challenging, but very exciting and a way for us to be able to appease them and be able to keep them happy. And so that was challenging, but really good for us this year. But
well, Liz, I really appreciate it. We'll kind of wrap up here, but I'm so glad we got to visit and you can share kind of your time at Morehead State and what you're doing now. And I know everyone's excited to hear that you're doing well. And again, always welcome. I know you sometimes you like to come, if you can, come back. Morehead is a special place and a great one you get to visit too.
Yes, I'm excited to come back. I will be back there this summer, actually. So we'll definitely stop in the AAC and come see you guys and come say hi.
All right. Once again, that was Liz Magliarotti, a softball alum who's on our Talent Talk podcast this week and got a great thing going there with Learfield and at NC State. And once again, I want to thank her. That'll wrap it up. And join us again next time here on Talent Talk.
This episode of Talent Talk is presented by the Moorhead State Legacy Club. The Legacy Club is a part of the Eagle Athletic Family Fund and provides former Moorhead State University student athletes the opportunity to maintain a lifelong connection with MSU athletics. This is an exclusive group of former MSU student athletes who understand the commitment and spirit to be an Eagle. If you are an MSU student athlete, make sure to join your former teammates in supporting the growth and success of MSU athletics. Visit MSUEagles.com.